Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Closed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead off. He's one of my favorite guys, if not the favorite guy. He's just too busy, because he's always busy. I'll be like, hey, can you do this? No, man, I'm working. Hey, can you do this? No, I'll be working. Can you do this? I'll be traveling. But joining us right now, because he's actually stationary for the next hour, from Sentinel Concepts, it is the Yeti, Steve Fisher. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good. You're hanging out up there with Super Dave, eh?
Yeah, he was up here for the past couple of days doing like an instructor development course that I was assisting on for him. And yeah, it's good time. It's always good to see Dave.
I can only imagine what that would be like to be on the same range with the both of you.
It's quite comical to say the least, but you know, it's like herding cats.
So, yeah. That would be quite. I would enjoy just watching that dynamic as it happened. So let's have a chat here. Now, Super Dave knows that I want to be like Bruce Lee with a handgun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has told me that in order for me to ascend to that level, I'm going to have to settle on one gun and work that. Now, the thing is, when you travel, how many handguns, when you go to a class, have you got 25 handguns with you?
No, but there's a few with me. I generally have whatever my, daily carry pistol is, and then, a couple of course guns with me, depending on what I'm teaching. You know, there's fire and sight pistols, red dot pistols. It could be Glocks, could be a 1911, could be a 2011. There could be, a stock, whatever else floating around. So it really doesn't matter much to me.
So you shoot well, I might add. You shoot very well. Standard guns, custom guns, single action guns, striker fire guns, double action, single action guns. And you shoot them all to a degree of competency that is astonishing. Now, is this, and just to give you an idea of how much Steve shoots, Steve had to have his hands operated on and his wrists operated on because of the beating that he put them through after all of this time of training people and practicing and all this other stuff. Is this just because you have got so many reps behind a gun that you have ascended to a level that most of your students probably won't get to?
The beauty of it is this, right? It's just proficiency. It's just fundamentals, regardless of what gun it is. You just have to be willing to put in the time, effort, energy, and the proper practice, right? Ultimately, when you think about a gun or shooting a gun, it's just fundamentals, right? It's regardless of what the gun is, it's just a grip, it's just a trigger, it's just a set of sights, whether it be red dots or irons, whatever you can see better. And ultimately, it's just the fundamentals of shooting a gun. There really is no super secret sauce to it. There just isn't. And I understand where Dave is coming from, right? Dave is very much a seasoned practitioner of the gun with, he ran Berettas for years when he shot for Beretta. He's run single stack 1911s for years. He's shot Glocks forever. That's time. That's just time behind the pistol and a lot of rounds down range, but having the fundamentals down solid.
That's one thing about if you go take a class with Sentinel Concepts, the first thing you're going to find is the complete and total lack of dogma. There is no dogma involved in Steve's classes. Steve does not get out there and do any of the things that you would typically see somebody, except fundamentals. And he also, you're also your own worst critic when you're out there demonstrating things. When you start steering the gunner, you'd be like, oh, I pushed that one left. That, and that's interesting, and that's amusing to watch. At the same time, it's very educational to watch because, I don't know, it gives me hope.
We all miss. I don't care who you are. We all miss, right? Everybody's going to push a shot, shank a shot. It's just a degree of how far out that misses, right? And by definition of that miss, right? Like, what was the actual target that I was shooting? Was it still inside a, you know, acceptable scoring area, but the round did not impact where I wanted it to go, right? So there's all these variables in that equation, but everybody misses, right? Everybody has those shots that get away. As an example, this course, there was a student who loudly chimed out at one point while on the line, like, I just need to get a red dot on my gun. I'm like, how old are you? Are your eyes good? Can you see? Yeah. I'm like, look. And I've actually told him, everything you're doing is shitty. Everything you're doing is lousy. And, hey, man, it doesn't matter if you have iron sights or a red dot, you're still going to be lousy doing what you're currently doing because of the things you're doing. And I proceeded to pick up an unknown pistol to me, his VP9 9mm iron sight gun, at, you know, whatever it was, 15, 20 yards at that point in time in the exercise. And I proceeded to put 5 rounds pretty much at in the head box of a USPSA target. And I said, there's nothing wrong with the gun, dude. This is solely you and your inconsistencies. And I just gave him his gun back and walked away. And that's just the game, right? It's inconsistencies.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, and just so everybody knows, if you, when you're talking to tactical instructors, you're going to hear a little salt from time to time. So we apologize for that. But then again, that's sometimes the only way to get through to certain people when you're explaining to them what your thoughts are on what they're doing, right?
Exactly, right? Sometimes there's a little harshness involved, right? And it was said to me a long time ago by a good friend, by a buddy, you know, years back, early on in my shooting career, that the business of gunfighting is too serious a business not to be ruthlessly critical of yourself and others.
Right.
You know, so there are things that come up.
So, and I've got a question about this because I've wondered about this myself. So, in the Red Dot Sight class I took, wow, it's been 3 years now. Holy moly, it's been 3 years
wow.
since that class. Or going on, it'll be 3 years this October, won't it?
I think so.
Yeah. In the 3 years since I took that Red Dot Sight class, I have reflected upon that particular day. I was having a lot of trouble putting rounds with a red dot into the target. I did not know it at the time, but I was in the middle of going into this heat injury because it was October and it was 103 degrees.
I thought I was
being smart that for taking that class that month. But after I fell out and got hydrated and everything started to come back into focus. Mm-hmm. But when you're out there training people, are you trying to train them with the whole aim small, miss small kind of mentality to where, okay.
There's, I guess there is, right, and to a degree of precision and a degree of practical accuracy. And both those things are going to be based on size of the target, distance of the target, and value of the shot. You know, is it a high percentage shot, is it a low value shot? What do I need to make that shot accomplishable? And so you have to be proficient in both. Like, as an example, if I gave you a standard USPSA type target at 10 yards, and I said, hey, man, I just need you to place the gun over the center of the target and give me 6 rounds of build drill. Great. If 75% of them are in the A zone and 2 rounds are out in a Charlie, still very acceptable. That is a degree of practical accuracy.
Right.
Okay. Then there is, hey, man, I need you to make this 25-yard headshot down the grocery store aisle.
Hold it right there. We're coming up on, we're going to pick it up at that one. That's a beautiful place to pick that up. Talking to Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. You can check him out at sentinelconcepts.com. He's coming to a class near you somewhere. Check him out. Sign up to his class. You will be very pleased with what you get out of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with, he is from Sentinel Concepts. His name is Steve the Yeti Fisher. And we were just talking about getting out there and making shots at from one end of a grocery store aisle to another. Now, how long is are most grocery store aisles?
You know, that's a huge variable across the country. I've measured some laser range finders, some that have been upwards of 30 yards. You know, obviously there's greater, there's smaller in certain places of the sort. So we just still take the average of 25 yards. Let's just call it.
Okay, so 75 feet. Mm-hmm. with a 9mm round at 75 feet.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a whole lot of arc in that, is there?
That's going to be based on 0.2. You know, that's a big one. But no, there isn't. It should be pretty much in line of sight to or access to the target at that point.
Right, right. Now, in the RDS class that I took with Steve, he had a 0 in at 25 yards, which going back that far, it which doesn't sound like that much at 25 yards. That's no big deal, you know. But then you get it, and you're looking at it, and the B8 target, which is this little circle in the middle of a silhouette head, you're trying to put rounds in there. And this is where I guess that inner game comes into play, where, like you were talking with about the guy with the VP9, mm-hmm. how he's having issues with this and that and the other. This is where the inner game comes into play. And this is where you really got to get out of your own head and just...
Yes.
Make the adjustments and take the shots and take your time. Steve, you weren't running a timer on us when we were out there shooting, right? You just say fire.
Yeah, basically at that stage in the game, during that learning process, this wasn't about timed events. This was about, you know, working through a process for newer shooters to the red dot. So, you know, there's some kind of, you know, verbal command.
One of the other things that Steve does that is really interesting is you see these instructors get out there and say, on my draw stroke, I'm bringing the gun up to my eye line of sight, and I'm driving it out there. And Steve's draw stroke is where he comes up and gets a good grip, center body, on that with that support hand, and then he just sort of floats it out there. And as soon as his arms hit the apex and he turns his elbows down, first round is going down range, and then it may be fast, it may be slow, but he's not firing until he gets to that point. And it's all deceptively just saying that. It sounds like he's, humming. Sounds like hum, 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 hum. But it's actually deceptively quick. And you're taking, like I said, this is where we get away from the dogma. You drive the gun out in front of you, and, you know. Does that cause people to oversteer the gun when they get out there and they're driving the gun?
A lot of people do, right? So again, right, grip presentation is key to first round impacts under time, right, under speed. And that's the thing, right? So it's a learned process, right? Once I get these steps down or this process down, then I can start to accelerate the process by moving hands faster. And that's part of it, right? Like, so going from a proficiency level to a speed level with proficiency, you have to miss, you have to go fast, you know, relative to the situation that you're being presented, right? And advantages or disadvantages you may be in, behind, or around at that point in time. And that's just part of it, right? Like, speed is relative to the problem.
Well, I mean, the thing that, you go to most places, or you go to a lot of places, and it's all about how fast. And you, on the other hand, I think you're trying to slow people down and get them to think about what they're doing and consider each pull of the trigger. The other thing Steve does not like to do is he does not like to trigger reset.
No.
So you now, and I've had a chat with Super Dave about this, and he told me, mm-hmm. because I film myself shooting in slow motion, they're like, you're slapping the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm actually getting a fresh press each time, I thought. I'm slapping the trigger and I'm hitting that steel target. It's about the size of a pie plate at 20 yards each shot. Is that okay?
Yep.
Your system, and I guess Dave's to a certain degree, your system is basically about... set your own goals and don't worry about what anybody says. Okay?
Mm.
No judging.
Every student is at a different learning pace, right? In a lot of my classes, I could have students that have had a gun for 6 months and, you know, have met the state requirement for their concealed pistol license or whatever, or I have dudes that have been active law enforcement for 20 years. You know, there's a vast end of the spectrum to that. So a lot of courses aren't based solely around pure speed and 7-yard garbage shooting, right? Of, hey man, it's a target. You can hit the whole target at 7 yards. You just have to place the gun over it and rip the trigger and you'll hit stuff, right? I'm not necessarily about that, right? Like, I have to give people information and tools about how to be successful for when they step off the range, they know the whys behind their problems that they're having once they get back in their own practice sessions.
That was the part I found most refreshing about Steve's class, is that it's not so much about... Even I don't remember you really ripping as fast as I've seen you ripping that whole time, except that, what was that guy's name that was on the President's Top 100 that was working for FN?
Oh, yeah, my buddy Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude is just an amazing shooter.
Yeah, well, Steve would get up there and shoot, and then Steven would look at him and just go, you know, now you're just showing off. You're just showing off. I don't think he works for FN anymore, does he? He's moved on.
I don't know. I don't think he does. I'll have to find out. I haven't talked to him a little bit.
There were a lot of very seasoned shooters at that class, and it was interesting to take it and be around some of them. We had doctors there, surgeons. Mm-hmm. We had a social media star there, and it wasn't you.
And it's funny too, right? Because people will bring up this 25-yard stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't necessarily always understand why it's behind it. But you know, you may have an advantage of your capabilities or abilities at those distances to work to your advantage in time, distance, opportunity, equality of weapons. Right. And like, we take, for instance, what just happened here over the weekend, in a couple of situations, but most notably, horrific thing in Buffalo, right? Just terrible.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you want to hold that thought, because we're coming up on the next break, we can cover that. And I do want to cover that. And I mean, here's the thing about this. Not just what happened in Buffalo. They had another shooting in Colorado where another guy went in there to spray and pray, and he did, and I don't remember. I think the body count was 10 in there as well. So there's a lot of real-world applications what Steve does teach. It's well worth your time. I still practice the same things I learned in that class 3 years ago today when I hit the range. We'll be right back talking to Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of the Santa's quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, is praising police for saving lives after Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket. Tyriza Patterson lost her husband in the attack and tells the Today Show about hearing the news.
We all have a set time, but why did he have to leave this way? That was my response. I didn't know if I should be angry. I didn't know if I should be hurt. It's all different kind of emotions. But the first thing I thought of, why this way?
Severe thunderstorms are forecast to pound the northeast today. Communities from New England to the Carolinas can expect rain with hail and strong destructive winds. Tornadoes also can't be ruled out. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, and Raleigh all are under the gun for the possible severe weather. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News. Some parents are struggling to find baby formula as many states experience a supply shortage. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox and Friends that the Biden administration did not react quickly enough.
They're paying more for everything, and in cases like baby formula, which, you know, basic survival items, when you can't get it, that is a major crisis, and one certainly that they should have anticipated a long time ago.
The Food and Drug Administration says they are working with foreign manufacturers to increase the supply of formula. The White House says they are working to reduce inflation with legislation, such as the bipartisan infrastructure law, which will improve supply chains by creating more jobs while improving America's infrastructure. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, will be the commencement speaker at the West Point graduation on Saturday. About 1,000 cadets will be commissioned as second lieutenants in the Army during the ceremonies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts, and you were just referencing what just occurred in Buffalo, New York, the rampage killing that occurred there. Sorry, I had to interrupt your thought for the break. Please, if you would, pick that up.
No, so you know, obviously we don't have details, right? We do not. But you know, part of the reasons of why we practice certain things that we do, you know, is to increase our likelihood or our possibilities of survivability, right, and or others. And often it may be having the ability to deliver a round or rounds from a stealth position, right, somewhere that's obscured from their vision, due to distance or cover, concealment, whatever it may be, and have the ability to land a more precision shot, right, based on the situation we're presented. And I'm not saying that, hey, if we were inside that grocery store at that particular point in time, this is what would have happened, right? I'm not at all. But what I'm saying is that the ability to understand if certain things are ineffective because we're taking traditional shots, you know, because the, you know, shooter was allegedly wearing hard armor, like, you would have to then change focus, right? And that focus may have to be a headshot. And if you're not capable of those in a certain period of time frame or at a certain distance, well, that's something you should probably look at in your own training practices.
In actual shootings that have been out there, taking a shot in body armor is not exactly like you're like, oh, that tickles. I mean, that does actually transfer a little bit of shock trauma. If you are in a fight like that and you are having trouble with that as far as getting pinpoint on the head, should you just go ahead and go for the armor and see if you can knock him down and knock him off of his rhythm or whatever, however you would term that?
You know, with that, right, that's all subjective. Obviously, if one thing's not working, you need to go to something else immediately.
Right. Right?
I don't care if it becomes head, legs, pelvic girdle, whatever is exposed, and it's worth putting meat in. You know, it's worth putting metal into that meat at those points in time. But again, right, situation dependent, skill set, abilities, capabilities. Then there's a lot of factors that go into that. And bottom line, really, is you just need to be a well-rounded shooter with these capabilities to be able to deliver effective hits on target at any given unknown distance at any particular time.
In terms of what you carry, which Steve carries a wide variety of guns, I mean, if you follow him on Instagram, you would see he has the nightstand series where, you know, you'll get to see his carry gun of the day, of which he has many. And you go anywhere from single stack, low cap to, 17, 20 rounder guns. Does that just depend on your mood? Does it depend on how you dress that particular day?
It's a lot of that. You know, the mood, the dress, what will be going on. There's, you know, particular meetings, events, things that I may be at. It's all variable. Right? Every answer is not a Glock 19. Every answer is not a 2011, you know, double stack red dot weapons, you know, weapon mounted light optic equipped gun, right? Every situation is somewhat different based on what I'm doing and where I'm doing it. So, you know, for me, it's just being proficient with all of them and understanding their capabilities and limitations.
Yeah, that's where I see that, because I do. Are you more comfortable as with a carry gun with a striker fired gun? And is it, see, for me, it's all about weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, for me, that's a lot of depending on the tape and the belt, all the other little factors. Bolster, am I carrying appendix, am I carrying strong side, right? So those are, again, variables in an equation. You know, general purpose, though, you know, the striker fired gun, such as a Glock, thing, whatever people shoot anymore, I don't care. You know, it's probably going to be like a G45, a Glock 45 with a red dot. You know, that's the best balance right now that I've currently found for a carry gun for size, weight, capacity ratio. So that's most likely what you will find me with most of the time.
Right.
Other times it may be a Glock 48 with a red. You know, other times it's going to be a, you know, Commander 1911 single stack gun.
Do you ever carry your Yeti, your Chambers custom gun?
Oh yeah. Yes,
well, I mean, is it the YC squared gun is your gun? Yeah.
Yeah, both. I've carried both. I carried both. They're both awesome guns to carry. Like, they're just great guns to shoot in particular. Extremely accurate, extremely soft shooting guns.
I have discovered, and I know that I called you and asked you about these, but I discovered Shadow Systems, and I'm carrying that right now because it does a couple of things. First of all, they flattened out the grip angle. It's a Glock clone. They flattened out the grip angle the way Agency Arms does and Terran Tactical and Zeb and all these other guys that take these Glocks. They flattened out the grip angle, which makes it easier for me to shoot. The other thing about it is it's really light.
Yeah.
And it still shoots very nicely. And
you know, I've seen a couple of them in class from Shadow Systems. They've all ran. So, hey, you know, I'm not a that's cool, bro, got it, you know, great thing, do this. But it's like, hey, man, if that's the gun that people like and you like and it works, that's all that matters. So if you can shoot it, that's more important.
Right. I'm not gonna hit you with every other gun, and you know, but I actually shoot this one pretty good too, Steve.
You do.
The thing that I have, the thing that I've been trying to cultivate, and I don't know, the first time I ever shot in front of Mr. Fisher was at the Nighthawk booth on one of the SHOT shows, where I think they thought I was going to embarrass myself, and I just happened to run two magazines really well. And I saw you in the corner over there smirking about it. It was pretty funny. But I've never been able to repeat that competency set up in that time, simply because now 1911s, I get it. 1911s, 2011s, those guns are just going to run good with just about anybody, I think.
Yeah.
They're just that good. Steve, watching Steve shoot any of those is, I think they shoot more video chambers custom whenever you show up than they do any other day.
Yeah, to the people that don't know you, I'm a big Nighthawk guy. I'm a big Chambers Customs guy.
Yeah.
You know,
they've
been friends with both for years. I'm staff retainer for Nighthawk for over a decade, and they just make a great gun. And then, then there's, some of the other custom builders that just make exquisitely amazing, finely tuned guns, right? So there's a difference between a custom gun and gun, right? There are custom built gun, there is a difference in that, in those makers, like anybody else, right? Every person who builds a race car has a formula, kind of deal. So,
when you pick them, you pick some good ones, you pick some really nice ones, and I still haven't tried any of your Chambers guns. I'm trying to see if I can get Joe to send me a YC squared. I'd like to try that one, but. We're coming up on the last break here. Now, for those of you that look around, Steve does not actually teach at a facility. Steve comes to a facility near you. So if you have a training course near you, a training school near you, you could suggest to them that the Sentinel Concepts Traveling We Train You show, come in and do a stop in your town, and then you can get some one-on-one training with arguably the most, he shoots everything well. Everything well. And he'll show you how to get better, too, in one day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We've been speaking with Steve Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts. When you think about, is there ever going to be a scenario in today's world, unless you got pressed into service with someone, where you're going to have a big old tactical belt with all kinds of stuff and all of this duty? All of these duty items like retention holsters and all these other things, or are you pretty much planning and thinking to yourself, with whatever happens, it's going to be the way I am right now, and this is the way I got to train to fight this fight?
You know, most likely scenario for myself is going to be a gun in a holster concealed on my person. You know, and possibly a spare magazine. I don't foresee what I would call a hard fact scenario where I'm going to be in full kit. Right.
Right.
Armor plates, helmet, battle belt, all that kind of good stuff. Not saying it's not possible, right, especially in today's current world of things. But you just never know, right? So it's important, I think, to still train in both, right? It's not a big deal if you want to wear a battle belt, right? It's not a big deal if you want to work from concealment. It's really truthfully not. It's just still shooting a gun.
I have settled at this particular moment on, I got this thing from 5.11 Tactical that's parked. Running gun bag and part bandolier.
Mm-hmm.
And I can throw it over one shoulder and secure it to my body to where it's not going to move very much. And it's got 6 magazines in it for the rifle, and I can carry a couple of extras for the pistol. Although if I have to pull that out, I'm probably not going to be getting out there saying, "Now watch how cool it is when I transition to the secondary." I'm probably going to stay on the rifle as long as I can, but I don't travel. My Antifa welcome wagon bag has never been about steel plates or any of this other stuff. Now, like you said, in this world as it is today, there's a lot of things that might be possible. Do you think that stuff like steel plates and all these other things, are those the things that are necessary, or do you need to carry something that you can actually move around with?
That's a hard scenario, right? I mean, I think that a lot of people haven't looked entirely through the process of just simply leaving.
Yeah, there's that.
Right, the avoidance, right? Everybody talks about, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. Like, what about just getting in your vehicle and leaving? You know, based on a legal, ethical, moral obligation, whatever it is you have in your mind, right? Right. And again, right, avoidance is still the best medicine. You don't want to be in a shooting today, regardless of how good you think it would be in court or anything else, right? You don't want to be. And the other half of that, people also have to understand and have an expectation that there's a really good possibility of involvement by responding law enforcement or other good people, right, good citizens of this earth that are prepared that could potentially kill you.
Yep. Yep, that is the thing. And, I mean, most of the stuff that I carry, like my whole thing, is going to be about trying to leave. But, I mean, I have a couple of realities I have to face. The only T-shirt that I've ever made with this radio show that ever sold one or two had this slogan on the back: knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So, while everything that the things that I do carry, they stay in the vehicle. I'm not carrying a rifle and everything broken down into six or seven pieces and running around with that and saying, okay, well, I'm ready in case it's a lead starts flying, I'm going to be shooting my own. I'm not doing that. And my whole thing would be to try to leave. But, that I carry that in case I can't. And
right,
I carry that
exactly
in case.
Right. So contingency preparedness.
Yeah. I carry that in case, my vehicle becomes disabled or, you know, I don't know that I could bring myself to run somebody over. I talk a lot about it. I know a lot of people joke about it, just tap on the gas, you know, Sam Kinison and all that other stuff. But, I don't know that I could actually do that. Then again, I've never been in that situation. I might be able to do it really easily. But, like you're saying, the best, I think probably the best contingency is to figure out a way to egress. But having said all of that, which I'm sure you have, your thing is to egress. What if you can't?
Well, that's it, right? Then you've got to fight with what you have available to you.
Right.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing to have the availability of those things with you, is it?
No, I don't guess it is. I'm trying not to. First of all, I have never operated. When I was in the military, we did not have plate carriers. Mm-hmm. We were between flak jackets and plate carriers in the 80s. And had the USSR and the East Germans come over their little borders, we would have gone in there with LBEs on and mop suits, very likely. Mainly LBEs, and I don't know if they thought that we were just faster or whatever, but we did not have plate carriers. So I have never, ever trained with one of those. I know that that's possible. I've seen one of your guys that you pay homage a lot to, Pat Rogers. Not a really big guy, but, I mean, he ran around a lot in that battle rattle.
Well, yeah, he absolutely did, you know, true.
So for me, I'm more interested in, first of all, I'm on my best day, I'm abysmally slow. If I start slinging stuff on me like, I don't know, spare ammo and some other things and a trauma kit and all that other stuff, I'm just going to be slower still. And I'm either going to be looking for a wood line or somewhere where there's less people. And that's where I'm going. And then I'm going to try to hide. Because I don't know how smoking hot it's going to be an idea in a riot to be running around with an AR-15 out.
That's the dilemma.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess hopefully I never have to find out. We're going to see. But I also think that we're at this point right now, Steve. I don't know where it's one of those things where it might not. I'm not itching to fight any of these guys, but these guys seem to default to violence. Thankfully, I don't live in a blue city. I don't know what it's like up in Michigan. I don't have to worry about too much of this stuff that I see on TV happening around here. It's probably not going to happen at all.
Yeah. Not as much in some of the areas I'm in, but others, you know, there's a possibility in the big cities.
Do you ever get people calling you to say, listen, we need you to come and train us in case we have an urban conflict or, you know, urban riot or something?
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah. Well, I should have asked you about that at the very beginning. We don't have time to cover that. We will have to do that again. Where do you go from here?
Ohio and then Virginia.
How's the pickup truck treating you?
Great. It's a year old, just turned 47,000.
One of my friends just figured out the hard way. He had a Tahoe that, you know, it was the type that the DHS guys were riding around with, and it would take one of those two drawer units like yours, like your decked one.
Yeah.
And he's gone and gotten a new one, and now they've redone the entire rear part of that compartment to where it doesn't work anymore.
Yep.
So he's going to have to. I don't even know if they make one to fit that anymore.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. But I just found that interesting when I looked at that and I realized, yeah, Steve gets out there, throws the deck system in it. You still got yours in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, yeah. That deck system is probably the best thing I've ever bought for a vehicle. Back cover.
Steve has two. He's got this unit on the back of his pickup truck. Two drawers. And if somebody were to stop him and make him pull one of those drawers out, which most of that's his training stuff, but inside those drawers, on the left one is probably, I don't know, pain, and on the right one is suffering. So if you ever see him riding around in his pick-em-up truck, don't stop him and try to waylay him or something, because it's going to hurt an awful bunch. Thank you for taking the time to visit with me today, sir.
Anytime.
All right. Steve Fisher, the Yeti, SentinelConcepts.com. Go check him out. Well worth any training you might do with him. It is well worth the price of admission. It is well worth your time. SentinelConcepts.com. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.